Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Heal Podcast. I'm Kelly Noonan Gorris, and every week I speak to the leading doctors, healers, spiritual teachers, and scientists to find out what is truly possible when it comes to healing. I also interview real people with extraordinary healing stories. My philosophy is, what's possible for one is possible for all. And I've discovered on my journey that so much more is possible than we can begin to imagine. On today's episode of the Heal Podcast, I have with me a very special guest that I'm so excited to talk to today. It's Dr. Mindy Peltz, and she is a world-renowned women's health expert on a mission to empower women to believe in their bodies. So we are parallel missions from the get-go. Her high-profile clients include entertainer Leanne Rimes, former race car driver and my good friend Danica Patrick, and popular influencer Jesse Itzler. She is a best-selling author of Fast Like a Girl, which is a game changer, folks. It was the top-selling release of 2023 from Hay House, which we love. And she also wrote The Menopause Reset. Her podcast, The Resetter Podcast, is ranked within Apple's top 20 category of leading U.S. science podcasts. And her YouTube channel has garnered over 60 million lifetime views. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Kansas and a Doctor of Chiropractic degree. Dr. Mindy, welcome.
Thank you. It's always, I never know when I get introduced. I'm like, what are we dreaming up now?
I know. Bios are such a funny thing.
They're so funny. I think they're just like, I look at that and I'm like, it's just the patriarchal version of me. I hope too that we get to the real heart version of me in this conversation.
That's right, exactly. And that's what we're here for. So I love your energy. You know, my good friend Rory invited me to an event that you were sharing your book and speaking about what you do. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I love your energy and I love your mission and I love everything you're teaching. So I guess the first question would be, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came, you know, stumbled upon this fasting specifically for women, which is so important.
Yeah, thank you. Let me see if I can tell the short version. So the first thing that I think is important in the part of my story is that I grew up in a household that really prioritized nutrition. My mom was constantly, from the moment we could read, taught us how to read labels, what ingredients to look out for. So the health was a huge priority. And I was a competitive tennis player. I played at the University of Kansas on a scholarship. And I really got fascinated by the human body and discovered exercise science and nutrition and all that. And so I launched from there out of the University of Kansas into chiropractic school. And what I loved about what I learned in chiropractic school was truly that the body heals itself. That is, I think, one of the biggest misconceptions about chiropractors is we truly learn that the body has a capability to heal itself. It just gets messed with physically, emotionally, and chemically. So our job becomes to deal with those interferences. So I had a practice for 25 years really encompassing a holistic approach. So I would do everything from detox people to all the biohacks. We had oxygen chambers and red lights when all that came on, to hormone analysis, to I took my patients to the supermarket and showed them how to read labels. I did, it was really a lifestyle centered practice. And then I found fasting. And the minute I found fasting, I realized that there was a free tool that everybody could use to heal themselves. And this is probably the most important part of this story, because we need an equalizer in health. We can't have health just be a situation where you have to have money to be able to heal. And so I dove into the research, I started teaching it on my YouTube channel. And then the next thing you know, like my YouTube channel blew up. And out of that, I discovered there was a way for women to do it. And that's really where Fast Like a Girl was born. So those were the breadcrumbs that I followed to this point. We all have these funny moments, right, in life that just sort of took us to where we are today. But that's how I got where I am today.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you know, I've talked about fasting a little bit in the Heal book. I think we mentioned in the film, but I know, like, I've always kind of been aware. Obviously, I know that the body is such a there's never been a more brilliantly designed machine, right? And
yeah,
it is designed to heal itself. It's trying to heal itself in every moment. And we've in this epidemic of, you know, autoimmune diseases and cancer and everything that's going on, it's like we feel like our bodies are failing us, you know?
Yes.
Especially women. Yes. And most of the research you point out is not even done on women's bodies. So what I love about your approach is that it's so nuanced, it's so refined, and it's so specific, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've always been aware, like every mammal, every, you know, wild animal, it like goes through its period of acute stress running from a predator, and then it shakes it off and it gets its nervous system. Or if it's sick, it goes and eats some bitter grasses and doesn't eat and naturally fast so that the body can do its thing.
Right.
But when you talked about hormones and eating and fasting according to your cycle, I was like, light bulb. We need to be teaching women this when they enter puberty. So talk about how you stumbled upon that hormone and the cycle syncing aspect. Yeah.
So, you know, I have to share with you, since, you know, the last you heard me was in November, I had a really cool opportunity on this last Friday to be zoomed in to a PE class in Texas of girls, where I got to teach the menstrual cycle and how we should be living a lifestyle in accordance. And it was like the beginning of a dream. And I love that you see that dream. Rory saw that dream. Like, this is where, as I would call us, I mean, I'll call myself as like an elder woman, you know, I'm 54 years old. Like, there's a point at which you look back and you're like, I wish I had told my 20-year-old self something. I wish my 16-year-old self had known this. And so, so it's really a passion of mine to get this information out to the younger generation. So, you know, it's interesting. I was in practice for 25 years working with lifestyle, and the primary person I worked with was the mom of the household, because the woman of the household made the decisions around healthcare choices. And so I would teach the mom of the household how we keep her kids healthy. And part of that became this discussion around hormones. And it started off as simple as the moms coming in to me and saying, like, I don't recognize them. They're so emotional, or they're withdrawing. Or some of the moms would come in and be like, randomly, my daughter's gaining weight and I don't understand it. So I've been on this journey of trying to figure out lifestyle and how it matches to hormones. When I discovered fasting, the research is so impressive. And I love now when people come at me and try to break down fasting, I'm like, go ahead, fine. I've read enough research. I've seen millions of people fast. I have no doubt fasting works, and it's an incredible healing state you put your body in. But what I saw was women needed to do it different. And once I saw that lens of like, let's just cut to the chase, where we should not be fasting the week before our menstrual cycle, like the week before. But what do we do as women? We talk of the week of, like, once I start, I mean, in my generation, it was like, I'm on the rag. I don't feel good. You know, I've got cramps, I'm irritable. But do you know why we feel so horrible that week? Is because we didn't rest and recover and honor ourselves the week before. And I feel like if we could just boil the whole conversation down to 1 week of the menstrual cycle, it's day 20 until the day you bleed. You are a female. You need a different approach. You need a different fasting approach. You need a different food approach. You need a different workout approach. You need a different work approach. Everything. And when we don't honor that week, yes, once your period comes, it's horrific. Or what I noticed with Fast Like a Girl coming out into the world is how many 20 and 30 year olds don't have a cycle because they weren't taught this week. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that's kind of been all my work boiled down into, we are not meant to do the same thing every single day of the month. And why did it take till 2024 for us to have this conversation?
It's wild. I know. And I'm sitting here like, you know, mid 40s and I'm like, God, I mean, I thought I knew so much, right? And then right. You go, I talk about like how I know my period's coming. I track it now, obviously, like
excellent.
Make sure I'm still fertile and all that stuff. But, you know, you talk about the week that you're on it, like you said, or the 4 or 5 days. And then you talk about maybe like, oh, I know I'm about to start my period because I'm really freaking irritable, you know?
Right.
And just like, you give so much, forget fasting for a minute. You give so much like grace and understanding of ourselves with just recognizing these hormonal phases of your cycle. And I'm lucky to have had a regular cycle for a long time. I was very sensitive to birth control, so I got off it very early. I just had a sense that it was not right for me, because if I had missed a pill, I was like on the floor, like questioning the purpose of life and crying uncontrollably. And I'm like, I don't know that this is good for me. and so just to like understand what we go through as women, we need permission to rest and stop, you know, the rusher syndrome, or whatever you call it, the rushing woman, I think you call it. And so you, I don't know, just the way that you map it out and make it so clear yet so simple, it just, you know, not only for women to know this about themselves and then change their lifestyle to support it, but also for partners and family members to become aware and be like, oh, I almost feel like just in that nurture phase at the end where you're talking about where progesterone like needs carbohydrates and it needs a different diet and it needs more rest and not no stress nor cortisol. It gives me permission to go, hey, this is my nurture phase. I'm going to take it easy. And I actually need your support with these things. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have a week now where I can ask and take care of myself, you know?
Yes. So, oh my God. This is exactly what I'm trying to get all women to understand. Thank you. You said it perfectly. That's why I called it the nurture phase. Like, nurture yourself and then ask others to nurture you as well. Like, it's just a slow, I was going to originally call it the chill out phase. And then I'm like, no, because you can sit on your couch and you can pull up your phone and you can go to Instagram and you can start getting FOMO that you are not doing what all the other women out there are doing, or you don't look like all the other women look like out there. That's not what I'm not saying. Slow down. I'm saying nurture. So if we just dive into nurture, what that means is, what does my feminine body need that week? Well, we talked about this at the party with Rory, which is it needs more carbs that week. There is absolutely a reason why you crave carbs. How do we go this long? How many of us have said, like, I can't stick to my diet the week before, I can't go to my workout? Yeah. Because your feminine body is like, hello, I need more glucose to make progesterone. And progesterone makes a neurotransmitter called GABA. And I did that on purpose so GABA would calm you, so you would sit your ass down and chill out. Sorry, I hope I can swear on your podcast.
Yep.
But the whole problem with women's health, everything from menopausal symptoms to, I just had a beautiful conversation with Dr. Sarah Gottfried on my podcast yesterday about how dysregulated we are and how it's leading to all these autoimmune conditions, to the infertility problems, to the women that don't have cycles. It's because the patriarchal pace does not honor the fact that that week we need to do things differently. And we can talk about the other weeks. There's a lot of ebbs and flows, but you nailed it. Like, I love that talk, you took that and you applied it and you talked to your husband about it. That's it. That's it. That's what we need to do.
And it's so just like to self-awareness, it's and
yes.
and permission. And then also like that grace and then not blaming yourself for craving these things or having, you know, like beating yourself up for not having willpower or sticking to the thing. It's like, oh no, that week you're actually not supposed to fast. You're supposed to carb up and give, you know, and so you talk about it, there's specific reasons all tied to hormones. And yes, just in contrast, as we talk about this patriarchal pace, like men have one hormone that cycles, that's like right, every 15 minutes. Like, you can talk about it, I'm just getting it from your book, but it's like, we really are designed differently. And there is more intricacy to a woman's needs when it comes to health.
Yeah, so well said. The real simple way to understand it is that you're right, men only have one hormone, it's testosterone. And so the brain and the testes are in constant communication around surging of testosterone. And it happens that they get testosterone every 15 minutes or so. It like pulses in a 24-hour period. Now, testosterone goes up into the brain and it converts to estrogen. So when they're building a lifestyle, and they have progesterone, but very little amount, it's not a big needle mover for them. But when they're building a lifestyle, they literally only need to think about testosterone. Women, we don't work off a 24-hour cycle. We do in the sense of a circadian rhythm, like we still have a rhythm with light, and that's a whole nother discussion. But mostly what we operate off is a 28, the average length of a woman's cycle is 29 days, but it can be anywhere from 28 to 32 days. We have a hormonal rhythm. And that is a rhythm that we have not been taught how to be with. So when we go on a diet or we go on a workout, a new fitness plan, we do it like a man. We do it the same way every single day, all day long, from all month long. That's destroying our health. And that's why what ends up happening is we get stuck. And here's the difference I see between men and women, is that when we get stuck, we can't push through our diet, we can't get the results we want to get, we turn on ourselves. So, and I know we're making big sweeping sexist generalizations, and I apologize, but men tend to be more like, whatever, like, you know, because that's testosterone. Testosterone has this sort of bullish style about it. It's like, whatever, that didn't work for me. That must be that person's fault. Estrogen makes us tender and it makes us intuitive. Estrogen gives us access to both sides of our brain so we can be creative and logical. Progesterone makes us very sensitive and calm. And we do, testosterone makes us motivated and driven. So we have this really wide spectrum of behaviors and emotions. And if we're not living life in rhythm with that, we get back to, we become infertile. We get autoimmune conditions. 80% of autoimmune conditions happen to women. And I, and Sarah and I geeked out on this yesterday in her book. I'll put a plug for her book. It's called The Autoimmune Cure. We talked about how detrimental this modern world is for the female body. So I love that you saw it. I love that we're having this conversation, but it's really an understanding you can't do your lifestyle like a man, and you have to understand the ebbs and flows of your hormones, and you got to get to know their personalities. This is why I give them pronouns, is so that they are like friends of ours, because they are.
Totally. And you touched upon it a little bit, but like, as our hormones are cycling through the 28 day period or whatever, you know, 28 to 32, like, even we have two power phases, right? And you can go through like the general overview, but I'm even thinking, okay, you know, I understand now fasting, and I understand like why it sometimes feels good and why it hasn't felt good. And okay, now I know, and now I can time it better. So we're just getting like specific and nuanced, like I said. And then I was like, you know, beyond fasting and lifestyle, yes, and exercise, the power phase, this is when, you know, testosterone is up and I'm more motivated. I'm going to schedule my podcast during those first 3 weeks or whatever, yes, and then take that the fourth week off, you know, like, yes, really, you can get to where it helps you get into flow with life and your flow, you know. I just love
you
it.
Got
I,
it.
I'm like,
right?
we cracked the code, you know.
We cracked the code. I love that. Like, just to fill everybody in at that talk in, it was actually in Lindy's house. I was showing the connection between our metabolic system with our hormonal system, and I love that you took that And you applied it to everything. So when I actually built out Fast Like a Girl, and I looked at the menstrual cycle, the first thing I said is like, well, this is really complicated, like follicular, luteal, hormones are like a tag team. And nobody gets excited about, you don't see people walking around going, I'm in my follicular phase. Like, it's stupid. Like, a man probably gave that title. So a friend of mine, Dr. Carrie Jones, I love her. She's a hormone expert. Everybody should follow her on Instagram. She has great information. She said, we should give them, I turned to her and I was like, this is really complicated. We got to make it more simple to help women understand. And she said, yeah, we should really give them all nail polish names. Oh, and I was like, that's a really good idea, but there's a lot of nail polish names, so I couldn't really decide which one to give it. Funny. So I just said, why don't we express the different parts of the cycle based off what you should do? So your power phases, you're absolutely right. Your power phases are when the hormones are lower. There's two of them in your cycle, and we can power up on anything. We can power up on, we can work all day long. We could be a social bunny. We can fast really long. That was what I taught in Fast Like a Girl. We can diet really hard. I mean, those are our moments to, it's okay if cortisol goes high. So I love that you like took that and you're like, well, if I'm going to power up on my health habits, what else can I do? And I think this is the key. Like, can you see this, Kelly? Like, what if we like reimagine the way that the work week would be? Like, maybe for women, it's a work month. I actually brought this up. One of the most fun things I did last year was I was on the Diary of CEO podcast with Stephen Bartlett. And he actually gave me this idea. He's like, well, how do you think that the work week works for women? And I paused for a moment. I'm like, actually, I don't think it works at all for us. Why don't we have a work month? Mm-hmm. And it could look like, those power phases. Maybe you're working 6 days a week. Maybe as an entrepreneur, typically we're working 7 days a week. Maybe we would work 7 days a week. And then we can talk about ovulation, because that's a really magical time when all your hormones come in. Maybe we do a lot of creative work because we have all these hormones. And then we slow down the week before our period and we just chill out and we do nothing. And maybe we cut our work in half. Maybe we stop working, but we have to start looking at everything through the lens of a monthly cycle.
I see. Yeah. And it's like, this is the evolution we need to take. Nobody, yes. A man, sorry, again, we're not making negative generalizations about men, no. But generally they've kind of mapped out the career world and the schedule and everything else.
Great.
Like if you're a woman running a mostly woman ran company, like this could be something to implement. Like,
agreed.
Everybody works from home during their nurture phase. And, you know, maybe you work a 6 day week during your power phase and then you get creative, whatever it is. But it's like that, this is a great evolution,
So I have something new that I've been really thinking about. And I'll tell you about some books that are in the queue that I'll announce to. I don't know when this podcast comes out, but one of the concepts I've been really thinking about is this concept of dysregulation. And when we look at the nervous system is meant to go into fight or flight and then relax, and then fight or flight and then relax. But what's happening to both men and women is we have so much stress coming at us, so many unresolved traumas, so much like information that we are staying stuck in fight or flight. And there is a theory called the polyvagal theory that is a beautiful way to express, once you're stuck in fight or flight long enough, you move into a third nervous system, and it's called the freeze nervous system. And once you're there, you withdraw. You numb yourself with food and alcohol and drugs and work and social media. You are reactive. Something happens to you and you're like, blah, you are quick to react. And your health starts to spiral at a very quick rate. Once you're in that freeze mode, your hormones go down, your metabolic system, you become insulin resistant. So if you are motivated by weight, don't get yourself in freeze mode, because once you're in freeze mode, you become insulin resistant. You look at food and you start gaining weight. So I call it the dysregulation loop. And then once all that goes off, your hormones tank. And once your hormones tank, your reaction to stress is different. And before you know it, you are one dysregulated human. And that is happening to women more than men. because our hormones are so sensitive. They are constantly responding to our environment. So conversations around work and where, how do we work differently needs to be the new version. There needs to be a new version of women that emerges. We have fought really hard to be presidents of countries, to sit at boardrooms with men, and to be, you know, I love, like, one of my favorite things right now is like that women's soccer is like fill stadiums more than men's soccer. Like, there's so many amazing things happening to women, and I love it. And now we need to have the conversation you and I are having now. And that conversation needs to be, how do we heal ourselves? And how do we keep ourselves productive, but not lose our health in this process? And that, to me, the fasting cycle that I put in Fast Like a Girl was a beginning to a start of that conversation. And I love where your brain has gone with it.
This episode is brought to you by Just Thrive. Is anyone else out there feeling overwhelmed with stress? I mean, I have tools, so many tools, but sometimes I need one more to support the tools I already have in play, since the challenges sometimes seem to come in waves. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Just Calm, a revolutionary new approach to counterbalancing stress and overwhelm and uplifting your body, mind, and soul. Just Thrive's Just Calm features the proprietary mood biotic strain B. longum 1714, the most heavily researched and verified brain probiotic available. In multiple clinical studies, it's been shown to help you effectively manage stress, champion a healthy mood, maintain balanced cortisol levels, drive peak cognitive function, promote vitality, and support better sleep quality. I interviewed Tina Anderson, the founder of Just Thrive, and their mission is so genuine and deeply rooted in science. I believe in their products, and I'm loving Just Calm, knowing it not only keeps me feeling balanced during stressful times, but it's actually helping my brain health as well. Oh, and my daughter loves the new clean probiotic gummy they just released, and it's just as effective as the capsule. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm make the perfect 1-2 punch to beat stress before it beats you by supporting the gut-brain connection. And right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code HEAL, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a whole month for free. And a portion of every purchase goes to Vitamin Angels, a nonprofit organization that saves the lives of millions of children and moms-to-be around the world by ensuring they get the vitamins and minerals they need to stay healthy and strong. Go to justthrivehealth.com and use code HEAL.
You know, that you give so many variations of fast and lengths of fast. And for one of the things that I... You know, there's the fertility conversation. Like, I'm in my mid-40s and I had a baby at 39. I got pregnant naturally, but I want to still stay fertile, you know, just in case I want more kids. And and I have friends that are struggling, you know, way younger people that are struggling. And one woman recently, we were talking and I was like, oh my gosh, you have to read Fast Like a Girl, because I feel like it might have a missing piece. And she's like, oh, I already do cycle syncing eating, you know? And I go, oh, wow, that's amazing, you know? And then I said, well, what about fasting? And she's like, oh, no, my functional medicine doctor said that fasting is not good for women, you know? And I was like, read the book, because if you're not doing it correctly, then those doctors are correct. But I would love for you to go into fasting specifically for fertility, weight loss, and cancer. Because that just shows like the tremendous healing power of doing it correctly, giving your body the break it needs, and so that it can have the opportunity to autophagize, if that's even a word, or
clean. Oh, I never heard it that way. Autophagize. I love that. I'm going to start using that.
Oh, I was making up.
Yeah, autophagize. It's like an action version of autophagy. I love that.
But even for cancer, where you think, you know, you're the Western conventional doctors are going to say, just get the calories in you while you're doing chemo or whatever else. And it's like, actually, and I mentioned this in the Heal book as well, like, there's so many studies around how fasting, you know, I don't know if it's during treatment or after to detox, but like, just insanely positive healing potential there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, such a good question. And I think what I'll do is let me go through the fasting cycle and then I'll address all those things. On the cancer one, I just want to point out that the greatest study ever done on women and fasting, which we don't have a lot of studies on women and fasting, but the greatest one ever done was with as little as 13-hour fasts. So what they did is they looked at women that went through traditional breast cancer treatment. So they had radiation, mastectomy, chemo, whatever it was. They had a conventional approach to their cancer. When they came out of that treatment, if all they did was fast 13 hours a day, and I think they looked at it over 90 days, they had it must have been longer than that. I don't know the time period, but it was probably 6 months to a year. They had a 64% less reoccurrence of cancer.
Wow.
So tamoxifen can't hit that mark. So all that study showed us, and it was with 3,000 women, what that study showed us was when women clean up their metabolic system, they clean up their hormonal system. Breast cancer is a hormonal imbalance. And it's happening quicker and more because of the modern world. So I just needed to point that out before we go on the fasting cycle, because it's one near and dear to my heart, and what got me into being very public about what I was teaching in my clinic was a patient of mine who at 40 walked into for a routine mammogram and came out with a cancer diagnosis. And they, within weeks, had scheduled a mastectomy and radiation and all that, landed in my office 6 months later, and nobody had taught her about food. And I was just irate. I'm like, the foods you're eating, what you're lathering on your skin, like, how did they do all this to you and they didn't teach you about lifestyle? So I think that's important to highlight there, since you asked about cancer. Okay, let's go through the fasting cycle. So first 10 days of your cycle, and this is something I've learned in teaching this now over and over again, is day one is the day of your period. That's it. It's the day you have to get some kind of feminine care product. Spotting doesn't count. Cramping doesn't count. Like some women's periods just slowly start. It is like literally when you're like, I need a pad, I need the Diva cup, I need a tampon, whatever it is. You're like, I got to manage this. That's day one. So at day one, your hormones are incredibly low, but over the next 10 days, estrogen's gonna build. And estrogen needs you to be insulin sensitive. So this is where the keto diet, this is where fasting, this is where staying away from the Western refined flours and sugars are going to benefit you. So let's go to your question on fertility. If you're a woman struggling to get pregnant, those first 10 days, you need your glucose to be in a really normal place. And if you haven't put a continuous glucose monitor I highly recommend. You should be waking up with a fasting glucose somewhere around 90. It should be under 100 for sure. And you aren't gonna do well with refined carbohydrates. So polycystic ovarian syndrome, it is insulin resistance. And when we clean up those first 10 days of a woman's cycle, we see that her PCOS symptoms are much better because she cleans up the estrogen system. Infertility, you need estrogen to peak during ovulation. If you didn't live a lifestyle to build up to being able to cater to estrogen's need, then she may not reach her peak during ovulation and you may not have an egg that releases. So those first 10 days need to be about catering to estrogen. She wants you to fast. She wants you to keep glucose down. She's okay if you stay up all night and party like a rock star. She doesn't care about cortisol. And she is very stress tolerant. The only requirement she has is keep insulin under control. And the minute insulin's out of control, every estrogen symptom appears. So that's the first 10 days.
Wow. I mean, okay. I just wish I would have known this. Like, you know, right. I froze my eggs last year because I was like, you know, I'm 40, at 43, right? And it was successful, thank God. But like, Now I'm like, I should have been eating keto those first 10 days. Like just these little tweaks that can boost your, you know, ovaries and everything else. Like these, like how are we just having this conversation in 2024?
Right. You know, I know. So when I first discovered the fasting cycle, I had infertility in mind. I was like, wait a second. I think we could really create a lifestyle tool here for infertility. And so I had a couple of people on my team that had been trying to get pregnant for several years with no luck. So I was like, hey, how do you feel about being a guinea pig here? Could you try the fasting cycle the way that I think it should be? I'm like, it probably will take you about 90 days to be able to stabilize yourself and get pregnant. So I took two of my team members, I took three of my patients, so it was five women, and I tested it. Within 30 days, all five were pregnant.
No way. Oh my God.
And I was like, what? So then when I put Fast Like a Girl out into the world, I put a section on infertility in the back. And I was like, I just want to see what happens. And now the book in 1 year has sold over 500,000 copies. We have so many amazing reviews on Amazon. And if you read those reviews, a lot of them are women who have been in traditional fertility, expensive fertility treatments, and they finally clean up their hormonal system, estrogen being the number one, and they get pregnant.
Wow, what a gift. That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
So cool. I mean, so fast and so cool.
So fast, right? And this is just because we have to think of these hormones as wisdom molecules. Like they know if we allow them to tell us the lifestyle we should live, they will shine. Mm-hmm. And when you're infertile, you're out of balance. If it's you, not your partner, you are out of balance with the wisdom that you have within your hormones. Mm-hmm. So all I'm doing is helping people think through how to bring them back into that wisdom. So that's the first 10 days. Then this is my favorite part, the ovulation. So when I looked at ovulation, I was like, okay, this is really fascinating because with ovulation, you've got estrogen hits her peak. So I think of estrogen, specifically estradiol, is like a diva. She is like, she peaks at ovulation. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so funny because I went to a year and a half ago, I went and saw Stevie Nicks at the Gorge, and it was like, you know, there's a diva.
Yeah.
And when she did her encore, she kind of shuffled back on in her witchy Heely shoes. And I was like, that is estradiol right there.
Embodied.
That is like, yeah, I'm like embodied in a human. Yeah. Estradiol comes back, you know, comes in her full glory during manifestation and sits there as the diva and says, I am the one that releases this egg into the fallopian tube. And in that egg, by the way, is the wisdom of the DNA wisdom of all of your female ancestors. I just want to say that that egg is a lineage to your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother. Like that's the genetics in that freaking egg. So she is powerful. So she needed estradiol to come in to be able to release. But then the other thing that estradiol does is once she releases the eggs, she turns on serotonin and dopamine in your brain. So you're happy. She stimulates acetylcholine so you can hold on to memory. She, right before she comes in, oxytocin comes in because they're like besties. And then oxytocin comes in and she's like, here's my friend estradiol. And she makes us want to connect. So, and then at the same time,
to fertilize that egg, yeah.
Right, exactly, to fertilize that egg.
You gotta be.
Right, this is how cool we are.
It's so cool.
It's so, I still geek out on this. So then nature was so brilliant that nature was like, okay, estradiol, your job is to release the egg and then protect the rest of the female body. Okay, oxytocin, you're gonna come in so you can create a connection, a desire for connection, so you're fertile and you reproduce because the species needs to continue on. And then we're gonna throw in you, give you the most testosterone you have the whole cycle. And this is gonna not only up your libido and make you wanna have sex, but it's also gonna give you motivation and drive. So you're like motivated to reproduce. And then I'm going to give you a little bit of progesterone just so you calm yourself down, because there's a lot of hormonal superpowers coming in one moment. So this 10-day period, I called the manifestation phase, because when I looked at it, I was like, holy cow, you could manifest a baby if you want, but you could manifest a new business idea. You can manifest a promotion. You are locked and loaded with all these hormonal superpowers. You could create anything. You could solve a problem. Like I kept saying during the pandemic, we should have put all the ovulating women in one room and they would have solved the freaking problem of how to get us out of that.
Yeah.
So it is your superpower moment. And so there's a different lifestyle that goes with it. You need to take all of those hormones and you need to break them down. So you can fast a little bit, that's fine, but you need to lean into foods that break it down. And those are fiber foods. This is when you want to be eating more leafy green vegetables. And so that you can feed the microbiome, because it's going to break estrogen down. You want to lean into the bitter foods like radicchio and dandelion greens and lemon and ginger, so that you can support the liver so it can break these hormones down and make them usable for you. So if we go back to your question about fertility, it's like, okay, if you're struggling to get pregnant, my first question to you is, are you insulin sensitive and are you minding those first 10 days? My second question to you is, what are your liver and gut behaviors during your ovulation? If you're going to give up alcohol, that's the 5-day window to give up alcohol. Are you eating salads with every single meal? Do you even know what a bitter vegetable is? Like I listed them all out in Fast Like a Girl. But if you do that, now you're working with your hormones. Can you see how it just, yes. Like once you paint the picture, you're like, this makes so much sense.
It's giving us the roadmap, right? And it's what you're doing, what you've done so brilliantly. And that's why everybody needs to read this book, whether you're trying to deal with infertility or autoimmune or cancer or just potential or just, you know, going through adolescence now and wanting to have the best foundation for the rest of your life. But like, for me, you know, you even say this brilliant thing in which it's like we have this brilliant system and it's our greatest ally, you know, as this spiritual being, yes, having this physical experience in this human body. And you have this quote that I love, and it says, we've been taught to medicate symptoms instead of interpret them. And that's like our symptoms are the feedback. Symptoms are the alarm bell. Symptoms are the language of the body telling us that something is out of balance or not in sync with our natural rhythms. That's right. And you've kind of cracked the code and figured out that hormonal language that it's trying to communicate with us so that we can be in sync and flow and reach our potential and work with it to, you know, optimize this amazing body, even in spite of the toxic soup we're living in the stressful life that we're bombarded with. It's so empowering, and it's just becoming fluent in this beautiful language and kind of synergy of our body. This episode is also made possible by Hiya. My daughter loves sugar, which is not surprising given she's almost 5. And in her father's culture, sweets are a symbol of abundance and love. And well, she's also just human. We all love the sweet stuff, right? Unfortunately, because of this, most kids' vitamins are just candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, chemicals, and gummy junk that kids should never consume, which is exactly why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else-free you can imagine. Hiya also makes it so easy by sending a fresh pack of vitamins every month, so it's one less thing I have to think about. I'm so grateful for that. And I'll let you in on a little tip, if you need it. I'm not really sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it worked for us. In the beginning, I told Riley the Hiya vitamins were healthy candy. So before she gets a real sugary treat, I have her eat the healthy candy first to make sure she gets her nutritional goodness in every day. Riley is very strong-willed, and like most kids, she doesn't like being told she has to do things. So I got creative, and it works. Well, we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/heal. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/heal and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
I'm so happy you pulled that, you highlighted that quote, because if you go, like, I was just planning with my assistant this morning our European travel for the summer. And I know when I go to Italy, like, they speak Italian. And I don't speak Italian, but I've got to figure out how to navigate that. Like, we know I go to another country and there is a language that is spoken there. But nobody taught us the language of your body. And for women, if your body could speak to you, it would say, like, pain is telling you, like, rest that, and you're injured. I need time to heal. Missing your cycle is saying, you didn't listen to the week before your cycle. I need you to rest, and I need you to eat more of nature's carbs. Infertility could be that interpretation would be like, I need you to bring your nervous system back into balance, and I need your metabolic system to be back in a balance. And now I can help you release an egg. So we can go through each one of these symptoms as we learn this new language, and we can understand there was a lifestyle solution. And instead, we're medicating it. And I'm even a little bit sad right now about the amount of conversation we're having around menopause and HRT and bioidenticals. And I'm not opposed to those, but it's like women are so programmed to be like, give me a pill to make this go away. And unfortunately, I'm the other one on the other side of that saying, your body's telling you something. Let's listen. Let's honor. And as women, we can collaborate together. If we look at the oxytocin, we can support each other in this journey. We are built to connect. We are literally hardwired to connect. So when we compete with each other, when we diss another woman, when we don't share something really cool, like, we are in this, to your point, toxic soup, modern world, dysregulated. I'm calling it the patriarchal pace, like, together. So let's heal together. Let's come together and have these conversations together. And that's how we create a new paradigm of health for women.
Amen, sister. I totally preach. Keep preaching. It's so true. And I love you talk about the hierarchy of hormones in the book, and oxytocin, I believe, is at the top. And you know, we have this cortisol just pumping because of this 24-hour news cycle, and just keeping up with the Joneses and this patriarchal pace. And but oxytocin, like, hugging for a long time and connecting with our female friends and community. It doesn't need to be all female, obviously. Connection with humans and having conversations that light us up, and just knowing that, like, you know, it's a tool, it's a real tool to, like, generate joy to counterbalance the stress hormones, you know?
Yeah. That, you know, it's interesting. Let's go back to the infertility conversation, because I had a friend who was trying to get pregnant the third time. And she was maybe in her early 40s at that moment, and she was struggling. She kept miscarrying, or she wasn't getting pregnant. And so she came to me and asked me what she could do. And this was, we used to do a lot of detox in my clinic. I agree with you. Like, we're in the most toxic time in human history. It's ridiculous. And so I didn't know the fasting cycle then when she came to me. And so I said to her, you're out of natural rhythm, so we got to get you back in natural rhythm. And at the same time, she went to, like, the most reputable fertility specialist in San Francisco, waited like a year to get on his list, gets to him a year later. And he has like 100-page intake, and he sits with her for 3 hours. And at the end of the 3 hours, he says, so here's the deal. you need to just chill the fuck out. And she's like, what? I waited a year. I don't even know how much money she paid. I filled out your 100-page intake. I've sat with you for 3 hours and you're telling me I just need to chill out? And he's like, that's what I'm telling you. So he gave her some examples of how to do it. 2 months later, she was pregnant.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's, you know, we've overcomplicated healthcare. Mm-hmm. And for the female body, oxytocin is the most powerful hormone we can get. And when we get oxytocin, especially in the right points of the cycle, we calm the fires of cortisol. And when we start to balance cortisol, now all your diets will work for you and you become insulin sensitive. And when you become insulin sensitive, all your sex hormones balance. That's the hormonal hierarchy. Every single book I write till the day I die will have it in there because that is how we are built. But we come at, I can't get pregnant, it must be a hormonal problem. We come at the bottom of the hierarchy. Why don't we get you insulin sensitive? And the fasting cycle, Fast Like a Girl, was about that. I'll announce it here. Eat Like a Girl is coming. It's a cookbook and I did a whole front matter on how women should be eating for their cycles for all ages. It'll be out in November of 2024. So that's coming. But it's largely to help that insulin piece. And then I'm working on another book for my perimenopausal and menopausal friends that helps the cortisol piece because we're so dysregulated that it's throwing all those off. And it's in our 40s that we see all of that. But for this discussion, we have to understand how powerful oxytocin is. So sometimes, like, the best thing for your health is to call in sick to work and go have lunch with your bestie.
Mm-hmm. So true. Dance naked, whatever it is that's gonna
make whatever it is. Sit on the couch and pet your dog. Yeah. Prioritize sex with your partner. Like, whatever it is, oxytocin is the queen.
Yeah.
And we can't say we don't have time for her.
Right. We've got to learn to play our own instrument. I mean, we are embodying a master instrument, and that's what I love about Fast Like a Girl. And I want to ask you kind of a interesting question because it democratizes, it allows access to, like, okay, it teaches you the language of the body, gives you specific fasting lengths for different things that you're trying to accomplish, whether it's weight loss, whether it's really, you know, intense healing, whether it's just optimizing your body, fertility, all these things we've mentioned. And it's free, right? Just the same.
Right,
it's free. Breath work is some of the most powerful healing work I've done, you know, and it's just with our own breath. So again, it's this amazing instrument we can do so much with. You just need a period tracker and fasting, you know? Yeah. And is there anything that you've found? I go to ALS. I always think that, like, ALS is like the big kahuna of just... Mm. It's a toughie. It's a tricky one, right? Yeah. I believe there's so much possibility. I know people that have reversed it and healed it. Is there any research out there around fasting and ALS?
You know what? I haven't done anything on ALS, but here's where I tell everybody who gets a chronic disease. And I would put ALS in a chronic disease category because we have a tendency to think it's a genetic disease, but the majority of genetic diseases are chronic diseases that started years ago before they even expressed themselves. And the majority of these chronic diseases are lifestyle oriented. The most important thing you can do for your lifestyle is understand your hemoglobin A1C number. That will tell you how metabolically healthy you are. It should be 5 or under. If it is 5 or over, then you have a metabolic challenge. Clean that up. I just had a friend whose father-in-law went into the hospital yesterday, and they were trying to figure out what the heck happened to him. And the first thing I said to her was, tell me his hemoglobin A1C number. And it was really high. It was like 7. I'm like, okay, there's where they start. I don't know what else is going on, but I know if he's got a hemoglobin A1C of 7, we need to figure out how to get his glucose down. So this is why with Fast Like a Girl, I think, you know, I haphazardly started with the metabolic system, but now after I've seen so many women use it, I realize, oh, that was a really smart move, because the metabolic system needs to be cleaned up in order for the rest of the body to function normally. And, you know, I'm sure you saw the statistic that, well, here in America, only 12% of Americans are metabolically healthy. That statistic has been updated post-pandemic, and it's now down to 8%.
Wow. Yeah.
So most people are walking around metabolically unhealthy. So this is why I fast like a girl. I'm like, this is a free tool for women. And a lot of men ask me, like, well, what do we do to help me understand me? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm over here saving women. Like, I don't know how to help you yet. But on the ALS comment, start by looking at your hemoglobin A1C and know your metabolic system.
Okay. Yeah, that's super helpful. And it is, like, you talk about metabolic switching, which is something that I learned in the book. I thought I knew so much. And again, Fast Like a Girl enlightened me. But it's, you know, it's like from our ancestors and all these things that we're doing, you know, hermetic stress, like cold plunging. And it just, I love, you mentioned it too in the book, how we have a brand new body, like a brand new physical body in 7 years.
Yeah.
And different parts of your body, skin cells, stomach cells, go at different paces and different speeds. But it's the consciousness, it's the environment, it's the lifestyle choices that keep us in a disease state. But we have that power in every moment to make different choices so that we can take advantage and, like, in 7 years have a brand new body, a younger body,
right,
a healthier body, and more, you know. I don't know if you have anything to say.
Thank
about
you.
That.
You know, you really, you nailed it. And I, you know, what I think happens is when we have our lifestyle out of balance, and for I'll put it through the lens of women, when we have our lifestyle out of balance with our hormones, symptoms emerge. And understand that our healthcare system is a patriarchal system. And by that, I don't mean men, I mean power. It is a system that is like, we know best. And what we know is that symptoms need to be diagnosed and they need to be medicated. So I'm not saying don't partake in that system, but I am saying when you go into the system, know what you're dealing with. And if you want a diagnosis, if you want a medication, if you're in, there's some amazing surgeries out there. Crisis care is incredible. Just know that that's the system you're operating in. But if you have a symptom that's not going away, even like thyroid is a great one, especially for women. Like, how many women walk in and they only test TSH, and then they say, oh, you have a thyroid problem. They put you on levothyroxine. Women are like, finally, somebody gave me an answer. They take levothyroxine and nothing helps. And they're like, I still have a thyroid problem. They go back in and then they're gaslit and told, well, here, how about an antidepressant? It must be like, that's the madness that has to stop for women. And it stops when we take responsibility for our own health and we get to know our hormonal cycles wherever we're at. And where we say, gosh, my lifestyle, it might mean I got to give up the glass of wine during ovulation, or I don't really like vegetables, but I'm going to need to eat more vegetables, or I'm going to put down the calorie counting. That was one that I really wanted to break free. Or I'm going to stop telling myself horrible things when I look in the mirror. Like, all of that matters to your health. And that's the conversation that I hope, like, what we're having right now breaks open. Yeah. And then as it breaks open, again, I go back to, I always think of Rory, because Rory really helped me, like, dial this in. She kept saying, what do I do for my daughters? What do I do for my daughters? I'm like, I'm working on it, Rory. I'm working on it. She even brought one of her daughters over to me. She's like, tell her where you shop. Like, we had, like, it was really cute. So, that's what needs to change. And once we learn it for ourselves, we need to share it with our friends. And then we need to share it with the younger generation. And we will get out of this health crisis when women understand themselves first. We build a lifestyle that matches our own selves. And then we come together as women and support each other in a healing. And there's your next film. Yeah. It needs to be Heal a Woman's Way.
Yes.
There you go.
Like a
there
woman.
There you go, Kelly.
Like a girl.
Heal like it. A woman. There you go.
I love it so much. Thank you. And Yeah, this has been amazing. I really encourage everybody to read Fast Like a Girl. It's so empowering. It's so informative. I mean, I learned so much. And really, like, my work these days, you know, I think all healing is spiritual. And I'm like, I just want to continue to, like, learn my language, not only of my physical body, but of my soul, and really, like, tap into my knowing and let that guide me. And I think that you offer this amazing framework and kind of, you know, this understanding so that we can learn to speak the language. And then everybody has their own bio-individuality and ancestral lineage and, you know, culture and place in the world. And so it continues to get more and more nuanced, but you give us the foundation and the framework and the power to start listening to ourselves, start understanding ourselves and start making better choices. And like you said, with your clinical trial of five people, in 30 days, they all got pregnant. Like your body can heal so fast and shift so fast. So much hope in this book. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap
No, up? I appreciate so much that you, like, heard me speak at that talk and that you got it. And I just, what I want women to do is let's come together and create a new healthcare system for us that starts with lifestyle. It starts with lifestyle that matches to our hormones. As I was listening to you speak, I was thinking, you know, what's really cool is that once you understand hormones and how to build a lifestyle, you can invite all the different health ideas into the conversation. So, like you said, it's spiritual, it's chemical, it's structural, it's emotional, like all of these fit into our natural rhythm. And so you're not the, I always say the only thing that I'm absolutely against is the Western standard diet. I don't see a single place for that in a female system. I'm completely against the toxicity of beauty, all the beauty toxins. I don't see a place for that. And I'm against the patriarchal pace for women. We need to come together and figure out a different rhythm. Yeah. And I believe if we do that, if all women come into co-regulation and coherence with each other, that we will be the ones that change the vibration of the earth right now, because the earth needs us. The earth needs us to stop the patriarchal pace. Yes. But we have to start on an individual level and then build out from there. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for letting me share this, because this is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night and keeps me writing books.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the work you've done. And as a mother of a young girl who is not even close to puberty, thank God.
Yeah. Call me when she hits.
Yeah. We will be your patients for sure. It's our duty as mothers to educate our girls and prepare them so that they too can thrive and get this resilience and so we can all co-regulate and heal together, like you said.
You know what, you made me think of, from a mother's lens, I have a 24-year-old daughter, and she is very much about keeping her nervous system regulated, so much so that we split our time between San Francisco Bay Area and at Los Angeles. And she's like, I don't want anything to do with either of those cities. I'm going to Wyoming. And, you know, most parents, like, you know, here in Silicon Valley, it's like, oh, my kid got a job at the high tech, company. They're making six figures a year. And I'm like, my girl's going to go regulate her hormones in Wyoming. Yeah. I couldn't be more proud. And so that's my, you know, as mothers, I think we need to have fierce protection over the hormonal system of our daughters. And I love that you're already thinking that way.
Yes. Breaking out of that patriarchal pressure. Let them.
The patriarchal pressure. There's a lot of things we can say about the patriarch.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Fast Like a Girl, where can people find you?
It's anywhere books are sold. Amazon, of course, is the most common place, but I do want to give a shout out to the independent bookstores. I mean, those are family owned bookstores. So if you have one, most of them will either have Fast Like a Girl in it, or you can ask them to order it. I just like supporting that person who's really putting all their nervous system into running a business, because that's hard work.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Heal Podcast. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for more empowering wisdom and inspiring healing stories. And make sure you hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss that one episode that holds the answer you've been searching for. And please rate and review us so that we can grow and reach more people. Thanks so much, and be well.